Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
62629.
What is the zip code again? I'm sorry.
I have two charges that are listed on my city card that I do not believe that neither my wife nor I made, and I would like to be advised of what they are for and who approved them.
Okay. And what's the zip code?
62629.
And may I have the first and last name?
Robert Hansen, Hansen.
Could be on another name.
Excuse me?
Could it be on another name?
No. Are you asking my name or are you asking somebody?
Who the account could be under?
Well, I have a card and my wife has a card. Her name is Karen.
Okay. Verify for me the shipping address.
325 Boulder Creek Drive, Chatham, Illinois.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, could your account be listed on a 9-star with a B?
Ma'am, I'm having trouble hearing you. I have a hearing loss, but I don't know if that's it or we just have a bad connection, but go ahead.
Could your name start with a The name start with a B?
My name starts with a Robert, which is Bob.
Okay. Thank
Her
you for
name
that.
Is, go ahead.
Okay, thank you for that information. It was for the dash cam. You signed up. It was a welcome gift where you paid for the shipping and handling to have the item shipped to you. And by joining the Effective Direct Savings Store, you paid the $49.97. And that's why you were charged.
What is the charge on the $49.97?
You said what is the charge? That's for the Factory Direct Savings Store that you enroll.
I can't understand you. I heard the $7.45 charge, but I didn't understand the $49.97 charge.
That's for the Effective Direct Savings Store where you can choose from many different gadgets and you pay the $125.
I don't know what that is and I'm still having trouble understanding you, but I didn't sign up for anything to my knowledge for the $49.97 and I have not received anything to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that was okay, it was for the gadget. So you never see the gadget at all?
I don't know what a gadget is.
You said that's the welcome gift that you paid for the dash cam.
There was no charge for the dash cam. There was charge for the delivery or whatever, but there wasn't supposed to be any charge for the dash cam itself. That was part of a, I guess you would call it gift or taking part in a questionnaire.
I don't know what it was for, but I know it was for the dash cam. I don't probably was like a I don't know what how you got to it. But yeah, what we can do for you is we can go ahead and cancel your account out. That's no problem.
Okay. Yeah, I do not want to pay the $49.97. I don't mind paying the $7.45, although that was supposed to be $3.95. But I'm not going to argue for $3. But if you can cancel the $49.97, I would appreciate it because we've been in contact with Citi and they've opened up an investigation on the charges and they asked us to call the vendor first, which I'm doing with you.
Okay.
So can you send me a email that says that the $49.97 has been eliminated?
Okay, so let me see what I can do for you. So did you dispute the charge with them?
Yes.
Okay.
There was supposed to be no charge.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so since it's a dispute on the account, the only thing we can do at this moment is cancel your account out. Now, if you give us a call back with your banking institution and they're willing to drop the dispute, we'll be more than happy to go ahead and issue that refund.
I don't understand what you're asking me to do. I'm sorry.
Since a dispute is on the account, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and get your account canceled. Now, if you give us a call back with your banking institution on the line and they're willing to drop the dispute, we'll be more than happy to issue your refund back.
They haven't. The city has not issued any dispute to my knowledge. They have asked us to contact you to see if we could resolve the dispute.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Have them to contact us. I'm not, they'll have to verify no dispute on the account.
If I'm understanding what you're asking us to do is to contact the credit card company and have them contact you?
Yes, have them to contact us.
Why did they ask me to contact you to resolve the problem?
Okay. Because we just need to have them to give us a call so they can verify, is it a verify to us there's no dispute on the account.
Okay. We'll get back in touch with Citi again. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. I'm sorry, I have the cancellation confirmation number.
Okay.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Ma'am, I'm having an extremely difficult time understanding you.